Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
And the results are in for borough and municipal elections, but it looks like we may have to wait for absentee ballots to decide some of those races held yesterday, October 3rd. Less than 20 votes separate three different races. In Borough Assembly District 3 in Nikiski, incumbent Peter Ribbons holds a five-vote lead over challenger Adam Bertoldo. In Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, Board of Education District 7 Central, Board President Debbie Carey trails Diane McCray by 17 votes. In the City Council, Henry Nackstedt appears to be the only candidate KSRM can currently call as a winner for one of the two open seats. The second seat is too close to call at this time, with only six votes separating incumbent Tia Winger and challenger Phil Daniel. Glen East Petty is still in contention for the second seat, trailing Winger by 24 votes. As for the races that do appear to be decided, in Borough Assembly District 5, Sterling, Bill Elam is the winner over Nissa Savage. In District 8, in Homer, KSRM is calling Kelly Cooper as the winner over Heath Smith. On the Board of Education side, in District 3, Nikiski, Jason Torianen appears to have enough votes to secure a win over challenger Lindsay Bertoldo. In District 5, Sterling, the Board of Education seat is going to go to challenger Kelly Cizik, who has enough votes to overtake incumbent Beverly Romanen. And in the only contested Soldotna City Council race, incumbent Dan Nelson is going to win over challenger Garrett Dominic. For full election results, visit KSRM's Election Hub to see who got all of the votes in which races and to see which unopposed candidates will be taking or retaking office. Final official results won't come in for about a week. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Clerk states that the election results will be certified on Tuesday, October 10th. Soldotna City Council results will be certified on Wednesday, October 11th. And the Kenai City Council results will be certified at the next council meeting on Thursday, October 19th. Kenai National Wildlife Refuge is offering personal use firewood collection. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge is offering personal use firewood collection by permit beginning October 13th. No wood cutting is allowed along the refuge service entrance roads. Permits with designated cutting area maps and all special conditions can be obtained beginning October 13th at a self-serve station outside the refuge headquarters on Ski Hill Road in Soldotna. Cutting is limited to trees which are dead and down within the designated permit areas. Vehicles and ATVs are prohibited beyond the shoulders of the main roads. Permits allow collection up to 5 cords of firewood for personal, non-commercial use per household. All other wood cuttings on the refuge is prohibited, except dead and down wood may be used for campfires while camping on the refuge. The permit packets, designated cutting area maps of areas open to firewood, and instructions for completing permits will be provided at a self-serve station outside refuge headquarters. The permit will expire, and these areas will close to firewood cutting on March 31st, 2024. Weather conditions or depletion of wood for cutting may prompt the refuge manager to close areas early. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
An Anchorage man was arrested on criminal charges after he allegedly robbed a bank on Tuesday morning. According to court documents, Michael Nash, 49, tried to enter a First National Bank branch located on West 36th Avenue in Anchorage just after 9 a.m. on October 2nd. Nash was unable to enter the bank because the lobby did not open until 10 a.m. and the doors were locked. The defendant slipped a note through the doors to a bank supervisor stating that this was a robbery. The bank was secured immediately and police were called. A bank security officer requested Nash leave, but he refused. Law enforcement officers arrived and arrested Nash in front of the bank. Nash is charged with one count of bank robbery, and if convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.